第一部分，听短对话，回答问题。你将听到五组对话，每组对话听一遍。听对话前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完每组对话后，你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到嘟的提示音后，进入下一小题。
One, have you read this book?
Yes, I've already read it. It's fantastic.
Question, what does the boy think of the book? Two, which music do you like better, country music or pop music?
Neither, I like classic music. It often reminds me of my school year.
Question, which music does the man like?
3. Let's visit the film museum tomorrow, Alice.
No, Mike. I think it's boring. How about having a yard sale?
Good idea.
Question. What will they do tomorrow? 4. I read a book about young Li Wei last week. He is very kind and brave, so we should learn from him.
Sounds interesting. I want to read it, too. Could you lend your book to me?
Question. Why does the man want to borrow the book?
5. You shouldn't swim in that river because of the deep water.
Sorry, I don't understand. Are you saying that the water is dangerous?
Yes.
Question. What does the man suggest?
第二部分，听长对话，回答问题。你将听到一段对话，对话听两遍。听对话前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完对话后，每小题你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到嘟的提示音后，进入下一小题。
What was your favorite thing during your childhood, Alan?
It was a green bike.
Who gave it to you?
I bought it myself.
How did you get the money?
I had a yard sale and sold some old things. I bought that bike with the money.
How long have you had it?
I have had it for 5 years.
Why do you like it so much?
Because I learned how to ride a bike on it.
So it's special to you.
That's right.
What was your favorite thing during your childhood, Alan?
It was a green bike.
Who gave it to you?
I bought it myself.
How did you get the money?
I had a yard sale and sold some old things. I bought that bike with the money.
How long have you had it?
I have had it for 5 years.
Why do you like it so much?
Because I learned how to ride a bike on it.
So it's special to you.
That's right.
Questions. 1. What colour is Alan's bike?
2. Who gave the bike to Alan?
3. How long has Alan had the bike?
4. How did Alan get the money?
5. Why does Alan like the bike so much?
第三部分，听短文，回答问题。你将听到一篇短文，短文听两遍。听短文前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完短文后，每小题你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到嘟的提示音后，进入下一小题。
A few years ago, an American writer flew to England for his holiday. One day he went to visit his friend on a farm by boat. On the boat, he asked the young farmer what he studied at school. When the writer learned the young man didn't know math, geography or history at all, he said, "My poor friend, you lost half of your life." As he said, he fell into the river carelessly. The farmer said to him loudly, "Do you know how to swim?" "No." "Well, my poor friend, you'll lose your whole life." A few years ago, an American writer flew to England for his holiday. One day he went to visit his friend on a farm by boat. On the boat, he asked the young farmer what he studied at school. When the writer learned the young man didn't know math, geography or history at all, he said, "My poor friend, you lost half of your life." As he said, he fell into the river carelessly. The farmer said to him loudly, "Do you know how to swim?" "No." "Well, my poor friend, you'll lose your whole life."
Questions. 1. Where did the story happen?
2. What did the writer do one day?
3. What did the writer ask the farmer about?
4. Who didn't know how to swim?
5. What can we learn from the story?